I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth, will be celebrated by many, some, not at all, and safe to say a number of people have no idea what Juneteenth is. That said, a lot of people have questioned why the administration is pushing back on diversity, equity, and inclusion, which for minorities seem like a very important issue. Joining us is Dr. Victoria Mattingly, who's an organizational psychologist and a leader and strategist and part of trying to sort through what DEI practitioners do now. Victoria, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So I asked this question. For those that don't know, there obviously has been a very dramatic shift from the administration of past, not just the most recent one, to eliminate what other people thought they fought so hard to instill, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. How did that set of three letters, an acronym, become demonized?
Demonized, villainized. It's just wild. I compare it to the word communism back in the 50s and 60s and how, you know, throwing that word out was just a slur. I think it's because a lot of people felt left out of DEI. They felt like they weren't included, that it was favoring certain groups over others, which when done right, DEI does the exact opposite. DEI makes sure that we do have fair hiring selection processes, that we do make sure the best candidate rises to the top. You know, our country is founded on unfair practices, discriminating against women, people of color. DEI set out to correct that. And it's been villainized because it serves a political agenda for those who, you know, want to make things as they were, which is unfair for certain groups compared to others.
Yeah, well, that is what I've heard as feedback, is that DEI programs do the opposite of their intention to some. But you don't believe that's true?
Not done right. Done right, DEI makes sure that the best candidate gets hired for the job. And the truth is, and research backs this up, that women, people of color, people from other marginalized groups like LGBTQ veterans, they don't have the same fair shot at a role that someone who is in majority groups, so white, male, straight, you know, citizen status. And so DEI was really built to, you know, level the playing field. And think about Title VII, think about the, you know, civil rights movement. That's really the birth of DEI, and it's been lost in translation over the last year.
Well, that said, you're not a minority, are you?
I'm a woman, so that's considered a marginalized group. I am white, though, so I do have that privilege that I try to use to help correct the power imbalances that do exist in this world today.
Well, and you seem very passionate about this, but if for the DEI part in government, and now many of the private companies that had programs have pulled back from them also, which is a residual effect. But then in the government, it's gone far as taking down, like at one point, Colin Powell's portrait at the Pentagon.
It's just awful. We're seeing erasure of history right now. We're seeing the companies and the organizations that have been pulling back on DEI, there's just as many that are still staying the course. Now, it's being done a lot more quietly. We're not seeing the big PR campaigns. We're not seeing the big public reports about their DEI numbers. But there are plenty of organizations and institutions that are still going forth with their DEI efforts to make sure they have fair and equitable outcomes for their people.
So what is your goal at this point? And what do you say to people who are being directly affected by this?
My personal goal is that we have institutions and organizations that give everyone the opportunity to thrive as their authentic selves. We should not be held back because of the identities that we hold. We cannot be putting our head in the sand and say that we live in a colorblind, we live in a fair and equal world, because that's just not the case. We need to have the awareness of the biases that we hold so we can make sure that's not getting in the way of having the best people be able to perform at their best potential in whatever institution or organization they're involved with.
Dr. Victoria Mattingly, organizational psychologist here in Pittsburgh, appreciate the time and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.